Heroes News today.
But it just becomes more true every time I say it. The news is spectacularly evil, spectacularly disgusting, spectacularly good, spectacularly amazing, innovating, exciting. It's just the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's the way the universe works. And I just have to be a good boy and not belabor each big story. I just got to hit it, lay out the facts, and move on. Because believe me, we need to get to all this. This is amazing. I can't pull myself away. As you see on X, I'm up posting stuff at 1 a.m., 3 a.m. I don't even drink coffee past about noon anymore. I just can't sleep anymore. I guess I'm getting older or whatever. I sleep like 3 hours. I just cannot stop. I have been nonstop studying at least 8 hours today. It's insane. And now I'm sitting here and I realize this is insane amount of stuff. I mean, each one of these and the battle plan to beat the enemy. I mean, I know how to beat them at every front. And I'm not bragging about that. It's just a fact. First off, this is not a retreat in Minnesota. I started saying weeks ago and intensely last week and through the weekend, and I reached out to some people over the weekend, and they said, no, we agree with you. I said, you can't send ICE in with tens of thousands of people attacking them and then not expect things to get out of control. I said, you either got to have the Insurrection Act or you got to pull them up back. And I said, they're going to call it a retreat. You heard me say this on there Sunday and Monday, right before Trump did it. It's not that. It is a reorganization, recalibration. And I said, on air last week and Sunday, I said, why don't you stick them at the local military base? Why don't you put trailers out there and keep them there? I mean, this is a war. They're doing that. And I'm not saying they're following every suggestion I have. You just notice every suggestion I ever put out, they later do, because I know the facts. So they got some other people that are smart, too, and that have studied history. They attacked another hotel that had the Border Patrol chief in it last night, and the police finally came and cracked heads and drug the criminals away, and that's all because Tim Walz said, okay, I'm going to work with Trump. And the cops were like, okay, now we won't get fired if we do our job. So it's truly disgusting. And, of course, the Border Patrol head is being sent back to their main base in California, and he's about to retire. I think he did a great job. But, you know, the fact that they're chopping his head off when he was just ordered to do all this with not enough people, I think that's not really a good move overall, but I don't know all the particulars on the other side. Now, Homan's being sent out there, and I've said this 100 times. I'll say it again. If the DOJ doesn't cut the head off the snake, you got Ellis, the attorney general, you got Ilhan Omar, you got Mayor Fry, you got Governor Walz up to their eyeballs running the fraud. It's cut and dry, and we'll get to that coming up. Huge proof. Nuke them. Indict them. Stop fighting the tentacles. Go for the heart. Damn it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, here are the big stories I'm going to cover today, and I'm going to open the phones up and take a lot of your phone calls in the next 4 hours. Okay, first off, Trump is not retreating. ICE is not retreating in Minnesota. They are moving to a military base, and they are recalibrating. And I've been saying for a week, this needs to happen. You cannot send small numbers of federal agents out into these rat's nests where they're being viciously attacked and shot at and everything else. And then when the leftist goons that are basically out there sacrificing themselves, the equivalent of suicide bombers, you know, death by cop, it will be spun against the administration. So Trump is not in retreat. The administration has listened to me and listened to others. And the word I'm getting is they're removing the Border Patrol head, letting him retire, because he was too optimistic and thought they could handle this and do all this. But I still think they're blaming him, and that's wrong. Anybody can look at what's going on there and see you can't send four agents out to a neighborhood of people that are about to attack them to arrest some child molester. You've got to have the forces to be able to control the situation. And I understand they're working with what they've got. They've got a constitutional duty. That's why I've called them heroes, because they're David versus Goliath. I mean, just like you, I watch these clips all day, and I see people completely outnumbered, being screamed at, attacked, shot at, bottles bouncing off their heads, everything else. And then I just see a media totally doxing them, demonizing them. I see the Democrat Party with license plate reading systems jacked into the police departments, literally stalking them. I mean, this is a hellish job, and it's a constitutional job. And remember, the Democrats loved killing four citizens on Jan 6. They love arresting thousands of people. They loved training the police and military under Obama and Clinton to confiscate our guns and have a war with us and blowing up Waco. That's the police state. Federal agents with court orders and warrants going out and arresting people with criminal records, with cities that won't work with them, those people are doing their job. And so a lot of folks try to conflate the two and act like I suddenly love the police state. The police state is a government ignoring the laws and bringing in 20-plus million illegal aliens, over a million kids, half a million that are still missing, sex slavery, you name it, and signing them up for welfare and then siphoning the money off the Democratic Party. That's the lawlessness. They created this crisis that threatens the very existence of this republic. This is a war. And you've had two leftists run out in the middle of these melees in very dangerous situations asking for it. I'm not happy they're dead, because that gives the enemy martyrs. Plus, I'm not happy they're dead regardless. I'm not like the left. But we've got the breakdown on that today. So many clips of prominent leftists calling for violence, talk show hosts calling for violence, and then people publicly saying, yeah, I'm a nurse, I work here, and if any ICE comes in here, I'm going to sabotage their medical treatment, and I'm going to kill them. And then you look them up, and they're the nurse there. I mean, this is how crazy they are, and also how stupid, which makes them powerful because they're so dumb. That's a form of power, that they're so mindless. They're like a suicide bomber. They're automatons. You're a nurse saying you're going to poison people when they come into your hospital. And these people say their real names and say, and I want you to join me in you know, they're not just spitting on your hamburger when you buy a hamburger. They're not just, I mean, it turned out that they're not feeding police dogs when they put them in private kennels in ICE operations. They kennel their dogs and they go, ICE out. And then another employee says, yeah, I've been told not to feed these canines. And then another employee gets upset about it and gives ICE the information. So the good news is we've got good people out there, but imagine you're going to abuse a dog. There's new footage of just people on travel buses, private charter buses that are all over the country, and the left looks in the windows, and if they see any white people, they start beating on the windows, thinking it's ICE and trying to attack them. They're completely psychotic. I mean, if I was going to kill people, which I wouldn't do, I sure as hell wouldn't be talking about how I was going to do it. I'd go do it. But these people want to get somebody else to do it. So I have countless new videos of them saying, put a bullet in ICE's head, kill them, get the guns, kill them. I'm getting ready to kill them. They say, and they say who they are and say their name and they're proud of it. And then when they get taken off of X or Instagram, the left does GoFundMe for them and whines and says, oh my God, we're being censored. It's not censorship when you say, go kill this group of people. Join me in shooting them, killing them right now. You can't do that. Oh, I'm a nurse at this hospital, and I'm going to start poisoning people and killing them. And you're just like, what? And, you know, you think about that sometimes. You think about that when you got to go in for a medical procedure or something. These people are going to kill my ass. And they're so dumb, they'll kill you. They'll get caught and go to prison. They're that dumb. They're that dangerous, and they literally think you're Hitler. So we've got all that. Now, this is so big that, and I just learned about it before the show and read the executive order very quickly, and I'm checking some of the laws, but I've got a good idea what this is. And let me just tell you, I got very excited when I saw this. Because they burned down the Palisades on purpose, set the whole thing up, and I'm finally seeing Fox News, which is a bellwether, on every subject saying, no, they deliberately want to get people killed. No, they deliberately burned down the Palisades. No, they deliberately are targeting our children with poison shots. That's Fox News, not just Jesse Waters, but other shows. That shows how mainstream the awakening's gotten. So here's the big bombshell. Trump signs executive order for feds to take over LA's nightmare wildfire rebuild in huge boost for victims. So let's just stop right there. I didn't even know that was the New York Post analysis. I got this 20 minutes before the show started, and I read the executive order, and that's what it says, and it says more. It basically federalizes almost the whole state because they've been deliberately incompetent and sabotaged every level. The reservoirs, the roads, the national parks, especially out west, you know, the feds control the majority of the land still. And, you know, it's bad when you got globalist feds who have, you know, where you can't use the land or whatever, use that as a weapon. It's good when you got a patriot fed, and Trump has a plan to actually sell off most of the federal land to small stakeholders, which is a great idea, which you're supposed to do. We sell off a lot of it. But the point is that Trump just nuked them from orbit. And I know the federal law. I know the regulations. I know the history. This is all constitutional, especially when you have the direct admitted total mismanagement by design. Then all these laws kick in, and Trump can just basically neuter Gavin Newsom, who has been so arrogant. So quite frankly, I am tempted just to suspend all other coverage and cover this because there is no way to do this properly in even 30 minutes. I mean, this is bombshell. And then you've got all these new developments in and around it that I've been kind of building up the last week that I haven't gotten to that go with this. Benny Johnson went out there a week and a half ago and went to the famous reservoir, 76 million gallons just built above the Palisades just for fire. Back then we had governments that cared and said, yeah, you have to have this. They drained it despite no problems with it a month before. Then they lied and claimed it was filled but won't let anybody in. People are suing to see it. Well, Benny just flew a damn drone over it. The son of a bitch is empty. And they have put in state and federal filings it's full. When you realize the level of these crooks, folks, that's because if there's more fires, they want more to burn down. They wouldn't send fire engines that night till the next morning. That's on record. I told you they declared a 15-minute city, and he declared a state emergency and said that he's over, who can rebuild? And I told you they wouldn't let anybody rebuild. They've let no one rebuild. I think it's six homes that were globalist insiders who have been allowed to begin. No one else can do anything. And remember, the mayor goes, oh, no, we'll let you start next week. All lies. And they're coming in. They got rid of everybody's insurance, you know, like the month before, half the people's insurance. This is a plan, people. And now they're going to build high-rises for illegal aliens and all the rest of it. It's going to be a smart city. I told you 2 days into it, that was the fact. And Elon Musk reposted my video about it where I predicted it all. And MSNBC attacked me. And Jen Psaki said, look how insane Jones's video and post is. And Elon Musk retweeted it. This is insane. And I lay out everything in the 4-minute video that's now happened with total precision because it's a damn enemy formula. In fact, Rob Dew, about 2 months ago, I wanted to do a re-dive on this, another deep dive on there. I didn't. He created like 20 videos. But if you get him to find that in his computer, just pull that. You know what? I'll do this next hour. Okay. I don't want to like half-ass this. I mean, I have them. I have them. We have them. Okay, you have to admit, though, they're totally evil. They did it on purpose, okay? I mean, hundreds of things they had to do with precision perfectly to do this, okay? Not cutting the brush, leaving the power on, lying and saying they didn't, draining the water, ordering the stand down of the fire department. When they announced the month they drained the city's inspections twice a year, the month they drained the reservoir, they knew the forecast coming with the high winds. And it was unusually dry, they ordered the fire departments to not test the water mains or the fire hydrants, and then they even reprimanded some of the fire stations that still tried to go out and do it, and they ordered them not to. You know why? There was no water in them. You don't just drain the reservoir. You order the fire department to not check them. And so some of the fire offices, stations went, that's weird. And they went and checked them and said, hey, there's no water in these. And they got reprimanded by the fat lesbian that can barely walk upstairs, but she's a big fat Mexican, so it's okay. And remember, she said, I don't need to be able to pick up anybody. You shouldn't be in your house. Yeah, you know, something falls on you, you're an old lady, whatever. Yeah, you don't need a fireman to come in. Come and give me a break. They made the new fire chief in New York another ugly lesbian. Nothing against lesbians in general. It's not that I'm upset that you like women. It's that along with all your stuff comes your idiocy and your hatred and your incompetence. I mean, quite frankly, I think you shouldn't be a fire person unless you can bench press 300 pounds. And if you're a woman, you can do it. Good for you. And if you can put a 250-pound man on your back and walk a mile like they make the men do or walk upstairs with it, go ahead. But you can't do it, woman. Are there some women, a small percentage, that can do that? Yeah. And they usually got double chromosome disorders. That's not bad. That's how God made it work. You know, there's a lot of disorders where you don't end up with Down syndrome. You end up super strong. Most of the powerlifters and people in the Olympics and all that, and the top NFL people, you know, they've all got those different chromosomal disorders where they got the double this, the double that. Yeah, they're supermen. And you got some women that got that. And they can just compete with the average male when they got the super genes. Now, a woman like that goes up against a male that's got the super genes. You can't do jack crap. And you ask why so many African blacks in America, this is an interesting fact, compared to African counterparts are so much stronger and stuff. It's true. There was slave breeding programs here in the United States. They didn't know what genetics were. They just knew that guy's really big and strong. We're going to breed him with 20 women. And, well, that guy happened to have that mutation. So, boom, now you get $40 million a year or whatever it is in the NFL. That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is this is the reality. So that is coming up next hour. I mean, it's so easy to indict them. And speaking of that, that's the other, there's so much. Benny Johnson again did what Sarah Gonzalez has done and what Nick Shirley has done and what the great James O'Keefe has done. The great, because he was the trailblazer. I mean, I did similar stuff before him, but not the level. It's not about that. It's about the greatness of others emulating. They just go to the state and federal records. You know how Ilhan Omar has gone from no money in a few years to $30 million, and then her husband's got, looks like, even more? Yeah, there's hundreds of millions. They launder money, folks. And they've now gone to their businesses, and there's nothing there, including a winery. And how's the winery? The first year it opened made $6 million selling wine. And there's no wine. There's no offices. There's no nothing. Because she thought the DOJ was under the Democrats' control and she could do whatever she wanted. Now, the problem is, Ellison, the AG who's involved, he's not going to prosecute her at the state level. And Pam Bondi literally sounded like a five-year-old girl going, I sent a very strong letter to Tim Walz. Wow. I'm sure the communist Chinese agent is very scared right now. You know Tim Walz, that whole sweet Leave It to Beaver talk. Oh, hi, everybody. I'm Tim Walz. Welcome to Mr. Rogers. That's not who he is behind the scenes. That is a psychotic killing machine. My skin crawls when I just look. And of course, he had his employee trying to murder all the Democrats that were cutting his funding. He is a communist Chinese murder machine. I guarantee you, you get locked up with that guy. You think you're dealing with a wimp? You close the doors on him and you're in a knife fight with him. You better defend yourself. He's coming. That is a Chinese special operations operative. Actual Chinese agent. And they got new footage of Ellison when he was lower level government saying, I pledge allegiance to Somalia. Everything I do is to serve you. On Somali TV in Somalia. In English. You notice when Ilhan Omar gets up, she goes, I pledge allegiance to Somalia. And her uncle, we pledge allegiance. Everything is for Somalia, nothing for America. It is a cult. And he's on Somali TV pledging allegiance, saying everything I do is for you. Because to get in a gang like that, you got to pledge allegiance to the pirate captain and say, I am in your club. Just like you go through boot camp and successfully, you're a Marine now. Or you're in the Army, or you get your medical degree. These people are they are in their club, and that is to rob America. That is to steal you blind. That is to hurt your family. That is to chop your son's penises off as trophies of their power and total submission. Oh, I love the Tim Walz where he sits down for a press conference and then goes, oopsie, I didn't change the flag. Got a little celebration before he puts up the Somali flag, and that's what it is. Yeah, let's play this with audio. Let's. Oh, look at that demon pissing in your face, removing your flag. That's a sign of you're conquered. Yeah, start it over with audio.
Officials are thinking about what will happen.
Let's just start over. I love this. Let's just... I know you guys are showing me right.
Better, that's better.
Let's do it again.
All right, ready.
Let's just stop. Whoa, for a minute. Wait a minute. We're going to do this right. Let's just stop. I'm going to have about 30 seconds of silence. Just chill, relax, enjoy. everything's going to be good. And then just, now here's Walls. Go ahead. Oh, we didn't do it again. Let's stop. Hey, this time's going to be the charm.
There, that's better.
Let's just do it again.
All right, ready.
Let's do it again. We're gonna, in fact, just loop it till the end of the segment. Just loop this video. Loop it.
All right, ready. Whoa, wait a minute.
The whole rest of the show, 4 hours I'm doing this.
There, that's better. All right, ready. Whoa, wait a minute.
Here's her Somali flag. So funny to him.
There, that's better. All right, ready. Whoa, wait a minute.
You know how happy this makes the Somalis who are all into conquering and ruling? The little tribe of Somalis that rules over the Somalis that only let their ruling class tribe of inbred space alien people in. Go look up videos around the regions of Somalia. They don't look anything like those space alien people. They just look like Kenyans, basically. Good-looking people. When you see a Somali here, that's an inbred lunatic that thinks it's God. And then it hooks up with Tim Walls, and you got a real problem on your hands. All right, great job. Thanks, crew. And again, I am hyper white hot today. I am super pissed off and super geared up. And I'm going to do the very, very best job I can here to get to all of this. But I'm going to cover Trump basically federalizing most of California and taking control of the fire response, the reservoirs, the response in the Palisades, because they're not letting anybody rebuild. They're taking everybody's property. They've got their admitted plan to run their crime and then take all the rebuilding money and give it to Gavin Newsom through a company he set up. It's just the naked brazenness of this makes the Somalis blush. The Somalis are like a peewee team for football, like Pop Warner or whatever. And California, Gavin Newsom and Nancy Pelosi are the Super Bowl champion team, okay, NFL. So we're going to be getting to this at the start of the next hour with all the proof and just a recapping of this. But it is, again, so staggering. And you can go back to Elon reposting reports I did in mid-January predicting everything that would happen. And everything I said happened exactly as I said. And then I said, Trump has got to go after this. And I said, when they don't rebuild, when they take the property, which they told Trump they weren't going to do, I said, Trump, then you got to go after Newsom. I understand Bondi won't do it. So he has to get rid of Bondi. I mean, they're getting rid of the head of the Border Patrol or demoting him before he retires, taking him from field command, who's a great guy and at least took action. And instead, you know, Pam Bondi is running around up there with Democrat Party operative Todd Blanche. I'm going to throw up. But Trump's got the right action with the executive order. Now let's see it implemented, is what I'm saying. But first, when we come back, Ilhan Omar caught red-handed in massive money laundering fraud. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Now, this new product is incredible. It's from our sponsor, Bigly, at thealexjonesstore.com. Optimal Human, you love the green powder super nutrient, the very best out there. Well, this is Optimal Human Nootropic called Mind Fuel. Introducing Mind Fuel, a super healthy, super strong energy nootropic adaptogen, which doesn't make you sick, doesn't have a letdown. It is incredible. That's just a few of the bottles. Look how many bottles are in there. And I only drink about half a bottle a day. It's so strong. Look at that right there, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what comes in each box of this. And it is simply amazing. Optimal Human Nootropic Mind Fuel is here. This clean, caffeine-free energy shot is designed for clear thinking, steady focus, and zero compromise. It's time to abandon sugary energy drinks and stimulant heavy formulas in favor of clean, functional, nootropic-based energy. Zero calories, sugar-free, no crash, no blood sugar spike, can be used daily without any guilt. Caffeine-free formula, smooth, clean energy, ideal for caffeine-sensitive users and late-day use. It's also got all these other incredible compounds like citicoline, alpha-GPC, GABA, supports mental clarity and focus. It appeals to both biohackers and holistic consumers. High-quality electrolytes and B vitamins. More than a brain shot, true functional fuel. Optimal Human Nootropic Mind Fuel, that's the name of the product, isn't just another energy product. It's a smarter alternative for consumers who demand clarity, control, and clean performance without compromise. Get 25% off for life when you become a subscriber, canceling time for free. Get Mind Fuel now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you've never tried the original Superfood Greens, Optimal Human, you really want to get this as well. It's the best green food I've ever had at thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, all sorts of cool collectible knives and more. And that's what funds us, and that's what does this. And I really appreciate your support because I can't do it without you. So I want to commend and thank the listeners. But just like I steered you right on gold and silver 2.5 years ago, I got out of the market before that. I said, now's the time. I was totally right. Just like I steer you right on politics, these products are incredible. Get our ultramethylene blue. It is the best in the market. Our Shilajit is the best. Our Irish Sea Moss is the best. Our turmeric is the strongest. Ultimate turmeric. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You are missing out. You don't get it. I want to thank those that have supported. I want to challenge those that haven't. What are you waiting for?
Ultimate power. The drink that turns you into a beast. With power beyond your imagination.
Well, it's not like that, but it's pretty close.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Right now, we're going to show you the Attorney General of Minnesota pledging allegiance to Somalia in Somalia. In English. Okay? We're going to show you Ilhan Omar with zero money coming in, making $6 million in the first year of her wine company last year. And then the question, where is the Justice Department? I am as clean as a whistle in business. A Boy Scout. I've had the DOJ up my rear end with a magnifying glass for years trying to find something. They've had grand juries open on me around the country. You've seen it in the news. Just looking for something. The wire fraud, the money laundering is open and shut on her ass. And Ellison is involved as well, and so is Walls, and so is Fry. Every one of those dirtbags. And yes, the DOJ says now they're looking at it. We'll get to that in a second. But first, thealexjonesstore.com has come out with some of the best designs yet in ball caps and t-shirts, in my opinion. I designed the Gulf of America shirt. Classic, you know, girls in bikinis with palm trees, setting sun, Gulf of America. I figured it'd be a bestseller. It still is. I designed it. I'm not saying I'm the best, but people liked it. I designed this. America Supply Company, established 1776, in cream color shirts, black shirts with white on it, white on black. There's a whole bunch of designs, and these badass ball caps in black and in tan. And maybe you don't have my taste. My marketing plan is what I think's cool. I think you're like me. This is a fun hat. It funds our operation. And I have gotten compliments for it. Bottom line, I'm not going to belabor what's going on. You notice we're still here. I am suing the living hell with three different court actions of the Democrats and their law firms and their operatives. Our big civil rights suit has been ready for weeks. They keep adding more. We were going to file it like today. Then the blizzard hit and a bunch of stuff. But that's imminent. And that's going to blow you away what's in there. You think you know the stuff that went on. Wait. The point is, I am in defense mode and offense mode. I am completely surrounded and fighting in every direction. And that's what the Marine Corps general said in that big battle in Korea. They said, sir, we're completely surrounded. He said, good, we can attack from all directions. And they did, and they won. And the 3 million Chinese withdrew. The point is that this is toe-to-toe. And I could spend hours and show you this and show you that about how intense it is. But just like when I tell you silver and gold's going to do this, it did. Or I tell you Trump's going to win the popular and the electoral, and he did. And then they're going to create ICE riots, and they did, because I know what I'm doing, okay? That's why they want me off air. And when I tell you that I need your support, you're not buying the products so I can go to fancy parties and wear tuxedos. You're buying the stuff so the crew can stay in place, we can fight these legal battles, stay on air, and win. So just like Colonel Travis the Alamo sent his letter saying, I need help, but regardless, victory or death, that's where I'm at. I'm going to keep swinging no matter what. But they couldn't get help there in time, and that's fine. You've been helping. That's why we've survived so long. It's been like Alamo after Alamo, one battle after the next, pun intended. But when I tell you that Ultra Methylene Blue is the best methylene blue I've ever had, and it's so good for your body and gives you such clarity, focus, and energy, it is amazing. It ain't hype, brother. I mean, have you not seen 98% of what I say is dead on? And the times I'm wrong is because the enemy changes its plans. Which I want to get a big enough audience of awake people to have enough effect where individuals, governments, corporations listen, and we can stop the enemy because I can tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And I know you guys are smart. Most of you, I talk to you on the street all the time. You guys will tell me stuff that's smarter than what I come up with. I mean, I know you're smart too. The point is, we got to get this message out to a lot of people. Point is, we know what we're talking about. To the left and the mainline Republicans and all the regular candy asses, as anti-globalist patriots, we were the ones that were right. Everything we talk about is now admitted. We've been vindicated on every front. Is it not important to keep this message on the air stronger than ever for the new challenges we face? So, yesterday I plugged the new amazing nootropic natural energy shot with no letdown, no toxic chemicals, no dyes. It's got huge dosages of amazing super nutrients in it. And it's a whole bunch of these come in each case. It is a really good deal compared to the toxic energy shots that work but have bad letdowns. And it's called Mind Fuel. There's a lot more bottles coming each one. I don't know why. They just put a few of the bottles out. It's jam-packed with bottles. We're going to do some new B-roll. Yeah, that's what comes in it. So I'm very, very excited about Mind Fuel from the same folks that developed Optimal Human. And I'm not going to go over everything that's in it, but Alpha, GPC, Citrulline, DMAE, GM, GABA. It's got a adaptogenic herbal proprietary blend, a whole bunch of concentrated herbs that are good for you. It's got powerful electrolytes and B vitamin spectrum. It's amazing, and it funds this operation. If you like the other products or love the other products, you're going to love this. And I forgot to mention yesterday when we plugged this that you get a free bottle of Atomic Defense with every single order. What's in Atomic Defense? Concentrated kitchen sink. Concentrated kitchen sink. The Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the concentrated turmeric, on and on and on and on and on and on. And on. So that you get everything you need. And it's not just good for your immune system. It's good for everything. But during the winter, you're crazy if you're not taking this with all the stuff going around and going on. So a free bottle when you get a case of the new amazing product, Mind Fuel, at thealexjonesstore.com. But I'm telling you right now, we're not just waking the public up. We have the ear of the White House. We have the ear of the governors. We have the ear of foreign governments to the point of when I'm criticizing the DOJ, I get the call, oh, hey, meet with us. We want to work with you. We want to help you. And I'm like, I don't want to be helped with my issues. I want you to take down the globalist. So there's no point of that. I want you to start indicting the Democrats. I want you to save the, oh, I'm sorry, you are a Democrat, Todd Blanche. I'm sorry, you can't do that. And so I know what that means in 3 years, they get back in. I know what it means for me. That's okay. I'll never surrender. I'll never back down. I'll never give in. I can't be bought. I can't be made to run. You know, that's in Country Boys Can't Survive. Hank Williams Jr., he says, because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Well, you can starve me out. And so that's the bottom line. I will fight as hard as you share the articles and videos and as hard as you pray and as hard as you buy the products. It's real simple. You should just make the decision to go get the Ultra Methylene Blue, to get the Shilajit, to get the new products, to get the bovine colostrum, see what you like. You're going to love it all. And then become a subscriber. Cancel anytime. Get huge discounts when you do so it always gets mailed to you. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Know you're supporting us. Get $40 to spend when you spend $30. It's simple. Become a VIP. Get $40. Spend $40 in the store each month. Know you supported us. Get a great deal. That's the commitment I'm asking from those of you on the fence that have never actually supported this broadcast. If I plugged one time a day and we got the funds we need, I would just do one plug a day. I don't. I don't like living on the edge of the red or in the red. As soon as I get back in the black, back in the red. I will fight as hard as you energize me. I don't make my money laundering money or stealing taxpayer money. I don't get my money from Israel or Qatar or the Republicans or Democrats. I get it from you. You want to know who funds this operation? Look in the mirror. All of our success is because of you. God working through you. I want to thank those that have supported. Been blown away by the products. Yeah. Were you disappointed? No. 84% reorder rate on Methylene Blue? Nobody's got that. 70%+ on the other products? Nobody's got that. You know, in the industry, it's like a 10% reorder even of good products. That's how great the products are and how loyal you are. Thank you. And it's that tiny percent that actually support that did all of this. So when you call in and you start telling me how you supported and thanking me, I want you to stop. And I want you to look in the mirror and thank yourself because we're in this together. I need you. It's ass backwards when you thank me. I'm thanking you not to kiss your ass because it's true. You need to get it turned around in your head. You decide if the dog hunts. You hold the keys to destiny in your hands. You need to let that burn into your brain. I am 1,000,000,000% committed to this fight. But you are the wind in the sails of this sailing ship. And if there is no wind, no matter how much will I've got, I can't sit there and blow at the sails and make it go forward. You hold the keys to your own destiny. And when you back organizations and individuals that have proven they're committed to you, that have proven that they have the destiny of victory in their hands. You're simply taking providence that God gave you in your hands and executing on it. There is nowhere that you can spread the word about that's more effective. There is nowhere where you can spend money where it's more effective in the enemy being taken down. And there's nowhere for the money you spend, you're going to get better products. It is the trifecta. All right, let me stop. So, Ilhan Omar put on her taxes that she went from getting into Congress 6 years ago from zero money, they're $44, sorry, to $30 million. Now, it turns out her husband's got even more money, and he didn't have any. Not her brother, she got remarried, the second husband. Now, you know with these fraudsters that I'll assure you they're not reporting all their money. So if her and her husband have got around $80 million that they just magically found, you know it's a lot more than that. So here's an article about it, how the company started a year ago with $1.2 million. Guess how much it made last year? Well, Benny Johnson went and got the latest numbers. So those numbers are old. And wait until you hear how much money she magically made. Even though you can check the records, there's no business, there's no wine, there's no grapes. There's nothing, just like all the other businesses. So where are they making the money? That's the money laundering. Is, oh, this hamburger place makes all this money, but it's not even open. And you simply flood the money she's getting from other people where she gets a cut into it. So now she's under DOJ investigation. But notice, again, it's citizen journalist, the great Benny Johnson, who goes and digs into it. We'll show it to you on screen. And then what do we find? But don't look for Ellison, the attorney general of the state, to anything, because he's been recorded when Somalis were already under investigation a few years ago saying, don't worry, I'll kill these investigations. And that's why on the sides of their businesses, their leering centers, they put the phone number to the governor or to the attorney general. So when inspectors from the city or county come, or maybe the feds, they say, you know what? Call the governor. Call Ellison. That is their arrogance of these people. Because they're just the bag men. So here's Benny Johnson's report.
I just investigated Ilhan Omar's official financial disclosures, and what I found was so dark and criminal, I don't know how she gets out of this without going to jail. Have a look at this. Here's Ilhan Omar's financial disclosure from the Congressional Record, year 2023. I want to bring your attention to this company right down here, Est Crew LLC. This is a winery in Santa Rosa, California. It's not doing that well. The total value of the winery is listed at $15,000, and Ilhan Omar's barely making any money off of it at all. Hardly enough to pay a parking ticket. Okay, that's fine. Nothing really mysterious there. Businesses fail all the time. But go ahead and look at her filing for 2024, and you'll find that Est Crew Winery, the same company in the same location, is now worth $5 million. That's incredible, up from $15,000. And now Ilhan Omar's making enough to pay rent. So this must be one of the most successful companies ever. Let's go ahead and check in on this winery. You know, maybe we could buy some wine. I like wine. Why not? Let's see if we can buy some Est Crew Winery. Here's Est Crew's social media Facebook page. You'll see here that the last post, oh no, was in 2023. Wasn't this the year that they were supposed to, you know, go really big and make Ilhan Omar millions of dollars? Same thing on their Instagram, and they don't have an X. So let's go ahead and check their official website. What is Est Crew? We are winemakers and memory curators. Okay. Est Crew Winery has a bunch of brands that's led by these people, creators of eye-catching labels. So I'm sure I can go and get some of their wine, right? Well, they don't have any activities here. So maybe I could just go to their location and buy some of their wines, or maybe give them a call. Let's try and go to their location here. This is the Google Street View of Est Cru Winery, and what you'll find here is an empty parking lot. Doesn't actually look like an operational business. Certainly isn't the same name. So, okay, let's go ahead and give them a call. See if maybe they pick up. Let's go ahead and call the number on the webpage.
Let's go ahead and give them a call and find out. Oh no, user busy.
There's the number, you can call it too.
Well, I've done this like 20 times today.
Oh, it doesn't work.
Okay. So that didn't work.
But it just made $6 million last year.
Wine? In this wine company? Is there anything about wine? Because I see like stuff about events, but like, what is this exactly? Aren't you supposed to sell wine at your wine company? Where are your wines? Oh, there are no wines. You want to know why? Because this is a fake company. Rep Ilhan Omar's husband accused of swindling investors in their California winery. They stole millions from cannabis growers. You can see here, here's the lawsuit right here, saying that Tim Minette, who's Ilhan Omar's third husband, swindled his investors and defrauded them. How did Minette get this relationship? Well, the current Attorney General of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, he used to work for him. Isn't that curious? Keith Ellison, the same guy who refuses to look into any of the Somali fraud. So this company was sued for being a fraudulent company. And the New York Post says the exact same thing, as the House is now probing the mystery of Ilhan Omar's skyrocketing wealth. They said that Ilhan Omar went from being one of the poorest members of Congress, worth negative $65,000, to being one of the richest, worth $30 million. Here's a rare photo of one of their wines that they allegedly made, The Devil's Lie. But the entire company is actually a lie. It's not a lie to Ilhan Omar, though.
Can't make that up.
To list an enormous amount of her income and an enormous amount of her net worth to this fake winery. This winery is not worth $5 million. The winery doesn't even exist. It's fake. It's fraudulent. They need to investigate this right now. This is a lie. And maybe it's the devil's lie.
But in her filing, she's made all these millions and millions and millions, but there's nothing being sold because she has to say the money she's getting somewhere else is from that. Classic money laundering. And if you add in there another million in there, it's over $6 million, actually. So, yeah. And they're going for broke, folks. And any state reps that vote against funding all these programs, they get shot at their house by a Tim Walz appointee, who then writes a letter to the public saying, no, I was there to kill them for Tim Walz, to blame Republicans. I predicted it 4 days before it happened. I said, maybe on this No Kings protest, June 14th, maybe they'll kill Democrats and blame Trump. Oh, they did blame Trump. They blamed Trump and me. His roommate said he liked me and Trump. Sure, he did. Sure. So now let's go to this report. Fox News monitoring Somali television programming, and they unearthed new video from then Congressman and now Attorney General Keith Ellison and the city council candidate, now Mayor Jacob Fry, pledging allegiance to Somalia. Here it is.
The Saturday in America team just uncovered new sound. We've been monitoring Somali TV. Our producer, Jay Kazin, back in 2014, then Congressman Ellison authored the Money Remittances Improvement Act, which streamlined the process for immigrants to send money overseas. And Ellison said that the goal was to keep the money flowing to Somalia.
Many banks have been dropping out of helping to do the transaction between the United States and Somalia. So I wanted to work on the Somali side of the equation to try to see what we could do to make sure that we move those transactions along.
Now, that's never before seen footage here on Fox News. And in that same interview, then Congressman Keith Ellison encouraged people to help Somalia any way they could.
Somalia needs everything. So whatever you can do, come do it. If you are good at music and art, write a song about Somalia. If you're good at writing newspaper articles, tell people about it. If you're good at internet stuff, help build the network and build the bandwidth of Somalia. If you're good at construction, build a building, come build a road. And if you can't do any of those things, give money to people who can do it. But do something.
And he's now the Attorney General of Minnesota here in the United States. We also unearthed an old interview of then city council candidate Jacob Fry saying government officials need to help the Somali community thrive.
We're doing some phenomenal work with the Somali community right now, and we'd like to continue that. This is a community that is thriving, that's on the verge of absolutely amazing things, and we need to make sure we have government officials that are helping them along to make sure that not just they thrive, but the rest of our city thrives as well.
We asked both Ellison and Fry for comment, and we invited them to join us here on the show, and neither of them answered, but we are bringing those interviews to light for the very first time.
Well, there you go. There's a really excellent article, What Are Dems Hiding in Minnesota? Well, we know what they're hiding. We know exactly what they're doing. So the Justice Department for a few weeks has been investigating her. Why weren't they investigating her a year ago? I want action. Got a lot of fire under the Trump administration. Comment on Truth Social. Call the White House. Call your congresspeople. Trump listens. He's just as pissed as you are, but he's got a lot going on. You got to keep this front and center. And Walls is heavily involved. Ellison, Fry, Omar, this is open and shut. And by the way, when you go to theellisonstore.com, we actually have products for sale that are in stock, unlike their $6 million winery they say they got money from. And there's no wine sold for years on it. And there's no wine available to distributors or anybody else. Again, it's so ridiculous. Now investigators have gone to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of so-called businesses in Ohio and Texas and Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota and Oregon and Washington State and New York that are Somali-owned, and they're never anybody there. There's never children, never medical workers. Most time it's a P.O. box, raking in millions a year. Fraud on top of fraud, on top of lies, on top of scams. It's incredible. Now, when we return, hour number two, Trump is federalizing much of California, striking back and coming right out and saying it. We know what you did, Pelosi crime syndicate, with your nephew Newsom burning down the Palisades. Trump just completely federalized the Palisades response. We'll be back. Stay with us. So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at InfoWars.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King. Make no peace with evil, same Crusader King, and then do like that still image of me. And it is the bestseller. I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens for their hats. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching anything, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you'll be the ones that shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.